Cavalera, your Monday briefing for August 24th. Today we're looking back at the weekend celebration, the Perseus crown champion of the ship showdown, and a community mood that, once the confetti settled, got a little more pointed on some deeper topics. Nothing alarming, but worth spending some time on. On the patch front, nothing happened overnight, which is almost good news. Live is sitting quietly on Alpha 4.9. On PTU, Alpha 4.10 is at its first release candidate, a build that dropped 2 days ago, capping off a week of near-daily updates. This candidate puts most of its energy into server stability and making the Siege of Orison more reliable. The Kruger S-65 Stingray also gets some love. Its cockpit and rear section are now properly covered by shields, which wasn't the case before. The pace of these last few days is clearly feeding real expectations of a live push soon, and you can feel it throughout today's community content. Speaking of which, let's talk more about the Stingray, because it keeps generating buzz. A very thorough guide video breaks down the optimal loadout, 4 ballistic Gatling cannons and 2 laser repeaters, and puts hard numbers on how dramatic the recent rebalance actually was. The ship's armor goes from 900 to over 3,500 points. Ballistic deflection nearly quadruples. Safe to say it takes a hit a lot better than it did at launch. One weakness remains though, missiles. A single shot is still enough to wreck its thrusters. Over on Spectrum, a thread is seriously asking whether this fighter, once rebalanced, might challenge the genre's long-standing benchmark, the F-8C. The debate isn't settled, but even asking the question would have gotten you laughed out of the room a few weeks ago. Over on Spectrum, the general mood is a noticeable contrast to the weekend's energy. 2 recurring concerns stand out. The first is about the game's image outside the community. A fairly active thread flags the growing gap between the enthusiasm of active players and the mockery that persists elsewhere about the length of development. A familiar trial that keeps resurfacing around the money raised and the time elapsed. Another thread tries to put those criticisms in perspective, pointing to the project's long timeline, while a third channels a more practical frustration from players who feel like each new patch chips away at the fun before the game's foundations have even stabilized. The second concern is more concrete and hits the weapon balance debate. The most commented thread of the day describes a heavy fighter emptying its entire ammunition supply on an Idris ramp without managing to open it, which reignited a whole discussion about available firepower versus capital ship resilience. Heavy fighter pilots pile on from their side, arguing that the recent slowdown in projectile velocities has made their archetype pretty much obsolete against lighter, more agile ships. On a warmer note, the Siege of Orison is picking up genuine praise for its staging, and congratulations for the Perseus, tournament champion, keep rolling in. On Reddit, the mood is more of a mix between euphoria and everyday fatigue. The Perseus win is still making noise, with screenshots from the final circulating and some friendly jabs between rival ship fans, notably about who deserves a special livery, plus a collective wink aimed at keeping solo Idris pilots from grabbing a special skin too. A chairman's letter shared shortly after mentions a figure of $19 million, without much context around it, so take that with a grain of salt until we hear more. Alongside that, the community is also sharing its everyday headaches. A new player discovers just how unforgiving the game can be. A mining mission requires collecting 3 different minerals in large quantities in a single session, which is frustrating more than a few people. And one player shares the story of an NPC corpse stuck in their Polaris cargo hold, literally preventing them from sleeping. Another reports a freshly looted component spontaneously catching fire in their hold for no apparent reason, while a thread calls for rolling back a recent change that makes escort missions far too punishing on failure. One more measured post stands out. A former graphics engine developer at Crytek explains that the engine itself isn't the core issue, but rather the internal mastery of that tool, since it was originally designed for proprietary use and not to be handed off to other teams. A technical debate, properly grounded. On the creative side, the Stingray is already inspiring artists, with a fan art piece in a very 90s anime aesthetic making the rounds, while other players simply share beautiful in-game screenshots, a reminder that attachment to the verse goes well beyond combat stats. And for today's nostalgia moment, a callback to the project's reveal at Gamescom, exactly 10 years ago, just days from its anniversary. The verse by the numbers to close out, $180,145 raised yesterday, bringing the total to just over $1.038 billion. The funding community now stands at more than 6.68 million registered backers. That was Cavalera. See you tomorrow, and fly hard, crash pretty.